Welcome to The Tribe Has Spoken, an unofficial tribal rant podcast for the long-running CBS reality series Survivor. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Mike.
And tonight we're talking about Survivor Second Chances Cambodia, Season 31, Episode 2. Just to recap last week, Vitas was the first person voted out, and he was on the Takao tribe.
Takao. Is that the way you say it? Takao?
I don't know. What did you think about last week, just to recap?
I liked it.
Yeah, Vitas.
Yeah, well, man, he did it to himself. These people are playing too hard right now, I think.
They are,
talking about that. They were talking about that. And then we'll find out later. We'll talk about how that's backfired on a few of them.
Right. I think over the course of time, Vitas, that's what got him kind of entrenched last time was his...
Yeah.
But it
happened organically.
Right, it was kind of forced, this time.
Exactly.
But we really like Vitas.
I like Vitas. Yeah.
Hate to see him go. He seemed like a really
nice guy. I really liked Vitas. I liked his whole persona. You know, his yoga, his meditation.
Well, that's Joe too. Remember
Joe?
But
Joe is Joe's too perfect.
Joe's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, this podcast we do just a little bit different. We're not going to do a scene by scene like we do in most of our podcasts. It's podcast and a reality show is not something we've ever done before, so we're just kind of feeling our way with it. So we just kind of talk about the highlights of it and have a little bit of fun.
Yes.
But Joe is called Survivor MacGyver.
And plus, it kind of goes with, this one kind of goes with our thing, you know, tribal rant, you know, Survivor, the tribe has spoken, you know.
So right, it should have been our first thing.
It should be our headline thing.
Yeah.
Maybe one day somebody named Jeff Probst will get a hold of this and,
you never
and
know.
Think, hey, you know what?
These people are great.
These people are innovative. They love us. Why don't we get together sometime?
Why not?
Why not we
it
just
could
do
happen.
Some? There's some synergy there.
Stranger Things.
They use that word in Hollywood a lot. Anyways, I digress. Where were we?
Joe is Survivor MacGyver.
Joe is Survivor MacGyver. He had an episode named after his skills.
Because
he's making hammocks
for everybody to lay in. Everybody's
comfortable, and they're loving Joe.
Everybody's fat and happy with Joe around. So,
yeah.
Okay, Andrew told his story. That was one of the first things that happened tonight about meeting his wife and how much he loved her. And he kind of went into this whole thing, and I don't think we got the whole story because I don't think it was as affecting to maybe the studio, to the home audience as it was to the people there, but it had to have been a really good story because everybody there was touched. You could tell they were genuinely touched.
And why did he do that?
I don't know. I mean, I think after a few days, maybe you really... We have to stop and think that they've been gone longer than the day one of the show.
Yeah.
They've probably been gone several days longer than that, and it's just starting... I would imagine you're just starting to really miss people. Or something. Yeah. Maybe it was an organic thing.
I've traveled before, but I didn't break down in front of people, you know, after about 3 days without, you know, my love of my life.
Yeah. I don't know.
Who's here with me tonight.
Where is she?
She's right here.
Oh.
She's on my starboard side.
Okay.
Terry knows what I'm talking about.
But... It obviously really affected people there, but Jeremy walked away because Jeremy didn't want to seem weak, and he was thinking about his wife who's pregnant.
Oh, yeah, I know. Poor Jeremy. He was touched, but he didn't want to show it, and he didn't want to think about it. He didn't want it to affect him in that way.
Right, but Stephen was,
and he didn't want to share either because he thought it might hurt him.
Right, he didn't want to go to the end with somebody who. He didn't think anybody would take him to the end
because,
if he had
sure,
a pregnant wife.
And that's good thinking.
And all that.
On Jeremy's part, I think.
Maybe. I mean, who knows in this game what's going to come back to backfire on you, you know, come back on you. But
I wouldn't share anything. I'd make everything up. I'd be, was that guy Johnny Fairplay?
Oh,
he just made
up.
I don't think I'd be, the way he was, but. He had a pretty sound.
You see lots of people doing that
theory,
though.
Just making stuff up, making this fake persona with this all these fake relatives and.
Yeah, but it didn't really work for him. I mean, it worked to a certain degree, but it didn't really work.
Well,
but
that's
we
because
have...
his core was he's just a kind of a rotten guy.
Well,
but
we
then
don't
again,
know that.
Well, no, he wasn't. He didn't end up a rotten guy. Remember, they had that reality show afterwards, so they put him and Vanilla Ice and a couple others on it. It was some kind of I remember it was some kind of rodeo
was
thing.
Was it the rodeo show?
Yeah, yeah.
And vaguely remember
and
that.
And he just seemed like a better person there.
Well, I don't know that he was a... I mean, it's a game.
They showed a
I
different
think we
side.
Forget, yeah, that this is just a game, and that's just...
That was his shtick.
Maybe. Yeah, it's a rough one, though. But what I was going to say is we do see a lot of people that don't want people to know that they are celebrity or they are famous football players or
right.
whatever. People do keep stuff. So I think it's fair for Jeremy to keep stuff in his effort to further himself in the game. But, we'll, like I said, we'll just have to see how it goes. But Steven suspecting Jeremy really kind of set off a negativity toward Steven, I think. Everybody...
Steven, he's, you know, the fox is the finder. Steven was out there trying to, you know, sulk around and find the idol. And so anytime somebody not show, they're disappear, he automatically assumes they're doing what he was doing.
I know, but here we are talking about trying to find the hidden immunity idol like it's a bad thing or like something somebody shouldn't know. We're calling it, skulking around.
That's what he's concerned with, though. He's the first person where his radar goes up and says, "Hey, is Jeremy? He's trying to find the
idol." Right, which is certainly making everybody else there feel like he's doing it because that's how he feels, because that's what he would do if he disappeared.
You think they
from the
feel
game.
That way too?
Yeah, I think it makes them suspicious of him. I mean, it would make me suspicious if someone else, if that's immediately where somebody's mind went, because you know where their mind's going.
I'm suspicious of anybody who can't break a tree branch.
Abby,
or
okay.
Use an axe.
Then to go into the next...
Just kidding, Steve. We love you.
Then to go into the next little thing, Abby overhears a conversation with Shireen and PG.
And just comes...
Well, they hurt her feelings.
Yeah, well, I know, but she's way... I like Abby.
I do, too.
But she is... Very, very, very sensitive. The first thing she started talking about in this episode was she shifted gears, okay? PG got her purse. She was stealing from her. She's against her. Of course, she knows it's hers. Her bag. And then she can't believe somebody wrote her name down. She fixates on certain things. And once she fixates, she stays there.
Yeah, I think she just gets her feelings hurt. I think it's what you said. I think she's more sensitive than maybe she would want to be.
Yeah. Really pretty girl.
Yeah, I mean, she's real interesting to watch.
She's real interesting.
She's very entertaining to watch. And I feel for her because she has like this kind of confront you hard exterior, but then you see her go away and cry. So you know that
exactly. Things
really do
Well, it's
affect
one end
her.
Of the spectrum or the other.
Yeah.
You know, her... And she's, I like her. She sat there with Shireen and told Shireen. Shireen said, so we don't have an alliance? And she just told her.
I know, but I don't know if you noticed or not. At the end, did you notice whose name she wrote down?
No.
It was not Shireen's. It was Stephen's. So, see, she has a heart. I mean, not Stephen's.
Spencer.
Spencer. She has a heart, too. She did not. And I
well,
know, it could
no,
have been divided.
I think they divided it on purpose.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was at least on his side, which made me think that maybe, you know,
I don't think that means she was on his side. I think that's just what it fell to her.
Maybe.
You're going to vote Spencer. You're going to vote Shireen. You're going to vote Spencer.
They didn't say that. I mean, I know that it worked out that way, but... I'm believing, anyway, that she said, Shireen, I wasn't going to vote for her. But, anyway, when she overhears a conversation that they're having, and it's not nice. They're not being nice. They're talking about her behind her back, Shireen and PG are. But when she confronts them, PG just walks away. I mean, Shireen just walks away. She just walks away and leaves poor PG there to handle this whole thing by
PG
herself.
PG starts talking to her, and I think does a really great job in talking to her.
I thought she did, too. She was, you know, kind of standing up for what she said, saying, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, you know, whatever. I don't remember exactly what she said.
The tactical error came right after that, where they went back and loudly laughed about her as she was within earshot.
Was that Shireen talking or PG telling them, though? Because I can't remember which one it was talking to the group.
I don't know.
But Shireen walking away and leaving that with PG, that's not nice, Shireen. That wasn't nice. It's not nice. You don't just let somebody else kind of take the brunt of this conversation. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
And then I thought it was Shireen talking to the group, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, but Shireen was probably kind of thinking that Abby was going to go to Crazy Town and just wanted to get away from it. So she.
Yeah, but then don't leave somebody else to deal with it if you were a part of it. I don't know. I just wrote down that it wasn't nice.
I get it.
But Abby's hurt, and she's sitting out there, and she is hurt, and she feels alone, and who comes to her rescue?
Oh, man, perfect opportunity. Da, da, da.
I don't know if he took that as an offer. I did not take that as a strategic move.
I saw the afterburners come on, and I saw him shoot straight over there, and he made the most of that opportunity. But he did, I think, when he was talking, he was explaining to it, he connected with her. He genuinely felt sorry for her. That's what prompted him to go over there. He didn't sit there and think, oh, here's an opportunity. I believe he jumped up and thought, they've hurt this girl's feelings. She's all alone.
Right, she's sitting there crying.
I'm gonna go talk to her. And then the opportunity came when they started to connect, and then you heard what Abby said. So what are you thinking? And she just pretty much handed it to him on a silver platter, and he seized on it. And later on, Abby even says, you know, Terry jumped on the crack. So you know Abby is not dim. She's to think in those terms. Terry jumped on the crack. She said that later when she's explaining what she said. There was a crack in the alliance and Terry jumped right on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that's pretty clear-headed thinking.
Yeah, it is. Well, the next morning then Jeff comes over and talks to her by himself as well.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, I love that guy.
And it makes her so happy. And there's something that was really sweet about that. I was really glad that she wasn't just left out there on her own. The whole argument thing and her being really sensitive over it, okay, all that's okay. But when they went back and they were talking about her and laughing about her, that like crossed that line to me, and I didn't like that. So I was really glad that went on.
Yeah, and Jeff just came in and followed up Terry's initial seizure of the emotional opportunity.
Right.
Yeah.
So next we get to the immunity challenge.
That looked like a pretty rough challenge.
That was a rough challenge.
That looked like it was rough, and it was really physical. It was graduated physical. You know, they got higher obstacles to climb each time, and coming down the obstacles, I mean, you can see those boards. I mean, they put those things together. They were uneven, and those people were falling off those things and sliding down.
I know.
And then they had to pull those. They had to pull those boxes with those ropes, and then they had to put the puzzle together. That was a pretty rough challenge, I think.
Yeah, that the part where the box got stuck, wasn't that with Takao's group?
Takao. You gotta say it right. Takao.
I don't think I'll be saying it like that. I'll leave that to you. But
is it Bayon?
Bayon.
Bayon.
Mm-hmm. And Takao.
I don't do a good. I got nothing for Bayon, but Takao. I like Takao.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll say. So I don't know. I don't, but the answer is I don't know.
Well, they couldn't pull it. And I was pretty sure it was Terry on the tribe is what I remember.
It was.
Where they couldn't pull
it
that would be Takao.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And
That's right.
It made me wonder, when they put those obstacles together and stuff, I mean, one little bump in that wood with the weight of that thing, all the difference that would make, and you wonder how they go about testing that, making sure that all that's like uber fair for both teams and exactly the same and all that. Because one little bump, it didn't make any sense to me that these strong guys couldn't pull
that. I think that thing probably just got cocked in it. I would bet good money, and I don't bet, that those things are tested and retested, and they go to strenuous efforts to make sure that those things are 100% equal.
Oh, I'm sure, but I'm just saying, I mean, inadvertently, you know, just a different tiniest difference in the wood or anything could make such a difference in how it eventually plays out.
I think it could, but I don't think that's what happened.
Well, Takao thinks they have the puzzle at the end, but it turns out that they're wrong. They have it all the way done, they're wrong, and Bayon wins again, the second time.
And then, of course, Spencer had to start crying.
Did he cry?
Well, sure. You didn't see Spencer cry?
Mm-hmm. Shireen realizes that she is not safe anymore
at this point. Yeah, the light bulb comes on when she's talking to Abby.
Right. Well, yeah, but she, at that point, after they lost, goes to Abby to make sure everything's still...
And it's not.
Yeah, and Abby's pretty upfront with her and tells her that it's not. And so Shireen goes on a rampage trying to protect herself with Spencer, and they're going to Woo, and they're just going to everybody, doing everything they can, trying to break in. And I mean, you got to respect
Woo, too, for saying, hey, look, this is the first conversation we've had.
Mm-hmm.
I am not going to do this.
Right.
So, I mean, I like that about Woo. He didn't even try to go along and get along. No deception, whatever.
No, and he didn't think about it.
No, none of that
or
stuff.
Or thanks for coming to me or anything. He just said, look, guys, you know, y'all haven't made an effort to be with me, and I'm not going to just be with you because you're in a bad spot. And
I think Varner and Dietz are emerging as two great leaders here. And they're working.
Okay, you're going to use their first names because I'm not going to hear you talking.
Jeff and Terry. I think that they're because if you'll remember, Jeff came to Terry in the opening, you know, before the opening of the show, this episode, and said, "Hey, look, we gotta do this. You know, it's these people are playing hard, and I'm not going to the end with these young guys, these young school or what a new school." I want to go to the end with old school, and Terry and Jeff kind of had a little moment there, and then the thing with Abby was just a perfect opportunity to put into motion their theory or their concept of what they wanted to do.
Right, and it's almost like everything was just handed down to them exactly, just like it worked. It played perfectly.
It played out, but they did, you know, seize on the opportunity. Terry could just have sat there. And the next day, Jeff could have just, you know, been on the beach. And,
sure.
But they didn't. They kind of made a personal relationship connection with Abby. And that made all the difference.
Well, I'm probably a sap, but I really do think that particularly Terry and maybe Jeff, too, I couldn't tell for sure since it was the next day, but I really don't think that Terry did that just as a strategic
No, I know. I know he didn't.
And I don't really think Jeff did either. I think Jeff went to her because...
No, but I'll guarantee you that Jeff realized what a tremendous opportunity it was a little quicker than Terry did.
You think?
Yeah.
You think he's playing the game a little bit?
He got there on the beach and he even mentioned it in the first episode. Yeah. He was a little overwhelmed. But now he's finding his sea legs, another term that Terry's going to know what I'm talking about. He's found his footing. And he's got his game going.
Okay, so let's...
And, you know, he's from season two, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is called Second Chances, and I know that Jeff's talking about this a lot. And when they were at Tribal Council, they're talking about Second Chances. And is it kind of funny to you? Because it really is to me, and I didn't notice this until the second time we watched it. Is it kind of funny that these people are repeating kind of the same things that they did the first time? I mean, they're having the same issues with people.
Except Terry. Terry has embraced it. He said he had to change up.
Well, I think everybody loved Terry before.
Social game. Yeah, they did love Terry before, but he didn't play, and admittedly, he didn't play. A social game wasn't important to him.
Yeah.
But this time, he is, he's playing, he's consciously playing a social game.
Well, I'm not really... What I'm talking about is not how they're playing.
They had a second chance and they're losing the same way they lost it the first
time.
They're
having the problems that they're having. The issues with other people.
Well, they're the same people. Unless, you know, they've had some kind of life
change. I know, but if you're put together with different people, you know, wouldn't... I don't know. I mean, I would think that everybody's personality would depend on the personality of the people around them. But
somewhat. Some people just can't help themselves, I don't think.
Well, yeah. Cass, in the first time she played, which one did she play in? Do we remember? Cass was in Cagayan. I don't know what it is.
That's also in the Philippines. That's up on the, by the way, for all the people who wonder, the geography folks like myself, that's up on the northeastern coast of the Philippines.
Okay. Well, the way she played last time, she seemed much more harsh than she does this time
so
to me.
Far.
Well, that right,
yeah.
Sure. But having said that, it's kind of weird because we don't know any of the Bayon team, really. We don't really see much of them.
No.
Most of what we see is the Takao team. Anyway, though, Shireen did everything she could, but Shireen, alas, was voted off by a margin of just one vote. So,
yeah.
We, like you said, we're going to assume that they divided them up.
They did it.
And Spencer's very, very grateful that it happened. When they were sitting there and they're both kind of telling their story and asking the others not to vote them, kind of, that's harsh to me to sit with your alliance and tell everybody why they should vote for this person in place of with you or for you. And I just don't know if I like that.
What do you mean, with Spencer?
Lot. Well, Spencer and Shireen did the same thing.
Yeah, well,
not at
that point, they're in a house on fire on the third floor.
Right.
And they're just doing what they can to get out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that if I were there voting that wouldn't affect my vote. Now, of course, I really do believe, like you said, they're going to vote for, you know, the votes were already divided.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, I think in this case, everybody's mind was already made up.
Well, we see that next week they're going to switch up tribes.
You mean tonight?
Tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
Tonight,
yeah,
because we're so late doing this, but it doesn't matter because the website's not up yet. So when you hear this, it'll all be on time, but for us, we are late.
It'll probably be season 34 by the time you hear
it. No, I hope not. I hope not. But they're going to mix it up and go from 2 to 3 tribes. Tell me, do you think Spencer bribed somebody for this to happen? Or what? Spencer was like handed a gift
Yeah, he really was.
This was a gift.
He's got to be jumping up and down.
And everybody else who had their places all set
everything
we're going to wait and see how it worked out.
Yeah.
All right, do you have anything else to add before we go in there and watch?
Yeah, I was going to talk about Spencer's speech at Tribal Council, but you covered it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You had it down too?
Yeah. Poor old Spencer. You know, and Jeff has got him pegged, exactly what we said about him. Really, really cerebral young man, really smart. I mean, he is always thinking, and he's always thinking 2 or 3 steps ahead. And he's a real thinker. And Jeff pegged him. I think Jeff is he's becoming one of my favorites. He's caught himself. He was a little overwhelmed at first, and now he's finding his footing, and he's found his stride. And
he's from North Carolina, so
his
accent sounds kind of like ours.
I'm a little partial to him and Keith, and and a few others there from North Carolina.
All right. Well, let's go in there and watch the next episode and see what we have to say about episode 3.
I'm excited.
Okay. Well, we hope you'll connect with us here at Tribal Rant and become part of the Tribe Has Spoken podcast. My Twitter is at Michelle from TN, and Mike's still working on his, but he'll have one soon, and we'll share mine until then. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Tribal Rant. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn, so subscribe to us and keep in touch. Please like us and rate us if you like what we're doing. And, of course, all this information is going to be on tribalrant.com, where you can email us or leave us a message. And you'll likely find us overwhelmingly responsive, as we really do appreciate your feedback.
See, she's got a little disclaimer and everything. Isn't she sweet?
I've also, look.
Got the tribal rant disclaimer.
Look, and I've also got some hashtags, too. Because, yeah, Joga.
Yeah. Hashtag Jeff Probst.
Yeah.
Hashtag Survivor.
Hashtag Survivor, and there was a Survivor MacGyver. I think that might have been
hashtag Survivor MacGyver.
Well, let's go see it. We'll do it next time.
Okay.
Okay.